think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's something about the in-between hours. When the world is asleep, the streets are empty, and silence becomes its own sound. And for some, it's peace. For others, it's a time when the shadows lean in just a little too close. When you start to question whether you're truly alone in your home, and tonight we explore the story of a young mother who thought she had it all, 3 children, a new town home in a quiet Colorado neighborhood, and a husband working long hours to build their future. But when the night shifts began, so did something else, something that didn't quite belong. It started small, shifting plastic, distant sounds, but as the months passed, it grew bolder, more precise, and far more personal. She didn't believe in ghosts, not really. But it's hard to stay skeptical when you wake up to find your husband sitting silently at the edge of the bed, when he's supposed to be miles away at work. Harder still when that same figure crawls toward you in the dark. What do you do when something not quite human learns your routines? When it waits until you're at your most vulnerable? When the safest room in your house becomes the place you fear the most? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Tony, I never thought I'd be someone writing into a show like yours. Honestly, I'm not even sure where to start. My name's Marissa, and my family and I moved into a townhome in a quiet neighborhood just outside of Aurora not too long ago. It wasn't anything fancy. 2 stories, small backyard, enough space for the kids to run around. It felt safe, solid, and for a little while it was. The house had a few quirks, older doors, creaky stairs, that kind of thing. Nothing that raised a red flag. When we moved in, the previous owner had left behind this weird setup in the kitchen. One wall still had painter's plastic hanging from it, like they'd started remodeling and just stopped. I kept meaning to take it down, but with three kids and my husband picking up overnight shifts, I just didn't get to it. One night, not long after we'd moved in, I was downstairs on the couch, finally having some time to myself after putting the kids to bed. I was watching one of those horror movies I probably had no business watching alone, but I needed the escape. The house was silent, still. Then I heard it. That thin, crinkling sound, the plastic wall in the kitchen, it was moving. I paused the movie and sat up. The noise was so specific, like someone brushing their hand across it. I figured maybe one of the girls had come down, so I got up to check. Nothing. I checked every room, even cracked open the back door to feel for a breeze, but there was no airflow, no vent near the plastic, no reason for it to move. I told myself it was settling or static or something and let it go, but I didn't sit back down. I turned the TV off and went upstairs, leaving the hallway light on. That was just the first thing. My husband's always been a hard worker, and for a while, he was on consistent graveyard shifts, midnight to 6 a.m., sometimes later. The kids would be asleep by 9, and I'd usually stay up reading or watching TV in the bedroom. But after a few weeks, I started hearing sounds, like someone dragging something heavy across the floor upstairs. Except, I was already upstairs. For the first time, I thought, maybe one of the kids had knocked something over. I checked their rooms. They were dead asleep. Nothing was out of place. Then it happened again the next week, this time a little louder, like furniture being scraped or pushed. Every time I checked, everything was exactly how I left it. I didn't tell anyone, not my husband, not my mom, not even my best friend. I didn't want to sound paranoid. I figured I was just tired or hearing things from outside. Until the night it came to the bedroom. It was one of those restless nights, you know, the kind where your body's exhausted but your brain won't shut up. I'd been tossing and turning for over an hour, trying to get comfortable. I finally rolled to my left side, tugged the blanket up to my shoulders, and that's when I saw him. My husband was sitting at the edge of the bed. His back was to me, shoulders hunched a little like he was thinking about something. He turned his head slightly toward me, just enough that I could tell he wasn't smiling. His face looked off, like it was him, but not quite. At first, I didn't panic. I thought maybe he'd gotten off early and didn't want to wake me. I started to ask him if he was okay. Babe? But the second I opened my mouth, my stomach dropped. He wasn't supposed to be home. He couldn't be home. He was working that night. He'd texted me on break around 1:15 a.m. It was barely 3. Before I could move, he started turning fully, too slowly. And then he did something I'll never forget for as long as I live. He got on the bed, on all fours. And he started crawling toward me. It was jerky and wrong. I could feel the weight on the mattress shift with each movement. But I didn't wait to see what he'd do next. I rolled off the other side of the bed and hit the floor hard, scrambled to my feet, and bolted toward the switch by the bedroom door. Just before I hit the light, I looked up. It was standing right in front of me. No face, just a silhouette, a tall black figure, unmoving. I hit the switch, and just like that, it was gone. No sound, no shadow. Nothing. My heart was pounding. My hands were shaking. I grabbed my phone and ran into the hallway trying to call my husband. He didn't answer. But when he called me back a minute later, I was already crying. I told him everything, what I saw, how real it felt. I don't remember what he said back. I just remember staring down the stairs the entire time, half convinced I'd see that figure again. The sun started to rise around 5:30, and that was the first time I felt like I could close my eyes. But it didn't stop there. A few weeks later, it came again. It was the middle of the night, and I was getting ready for bed. The house was quiet, the kids asleep. I turned off the hall light and was about to pull the blankets up when I heard it. The bedroom door creaking open. We have this old squeaky hinge. It's unmistakable. I assumed it was one of the girls, maybe needing water or having a nightmare. but the door didn't swing all the way in. It stopped, just partially open. I called out softly, "Hey, sweetie, you okay?" But got no answer. When I got up and opened the door, the hallway was empty. That's when I felt it again. The feeling I'd hoped I imagined the first time. That presence, heavy, cold, watching. I went straight to my lamp and twisted the knob. Nothing. The bulb didn't flicker. It didn't even click. It was like it wasn't even plugged in. My hands were shaking so hard I knocked over the alarm clock trying to find the cord. I finally lunged for the wall switch and light and silence. Whatever had been there was gone. But the fear didn't leave. I ended up sleeping on the couch that night. And then again, the next time he worked late, I couldn't sleep in that room alone anymore. Not unless the light was on. Not unless the door was shut tight. I never saw its face, Tony, but I know it knew mine. After that second time, I stopped trying to pretend it wasn't real. I stopped convincing myself it was dreams or stress or hormones or just motherhood getting the best of me. Because something was in that house, and it was watching me. For a while, I didn't even go upstairs unless the sun was up. The kids never said anything strange, and I didn't want to scare them, but I paid attention. Every creak, every door that didn't quite close, every time one of them said, "Mommy, were you just in my room?" when I hadn't been. The fear didn't come all at once anymore. It sort of lingered, followed me. I kept sleeping on the couch when my husband worked overnight. At first, it felt safer. The living room was smaller, fewer shadows. The hallway light from upstairs spilled down and gave me something to focus on. But then one night, I woke up to that light turning off. I didn't hear a switch, just the sudden absence of it. I sat up and stared up the stairs, heart already pounding. A few seconds later, the light turned back on. Still no sound, no voices, no footsteps, just that light, off, then on again. I stayed frozen, waiting, listening. Then I heard the thump, not loud, not threatening. Just a slow, deliberate step at the top of the stairs, and then another. Whatever it was, it stopped halfway down. I never saw it, Tony, but I knew I could feel it watching me from the shadows above. That was the first time I thought about leaving. But moving isn't simple with three kids, and my husband, well, I didn't want to be that wife, the one who hears things or gets spooked. So I started journaling, just little notes, dates, times, what I experienced. I even marked nights where I felt nothing, just to be sure I wasn't imagining a pattern, and that's when I realized it was always worse when he wasn't home. It knew, it waited, and then it got bolder. One night I stayed up late folding laundry. The TV was on low. Around 2:30 a.m., I caught movement out of the corner of my eye. Someone walking past the kitchen toward the hallway. I nearly laughed, figured my husband had come home early and didn't want to wake me. I even said, "You scared me." No response. I followed after him, walking toward the hall. I called out again. Still nothing. The hallway was empty. The back door was still locked. I checked every room. The girls were all in bed. The basement door was closed tight, and then I saw it again. At the top of the stairs, just for a second, a tall black figure, barely visible in the darkness, standing completely still. No face, no movement, just there. It was gone before I could even breathe. I didn't sleep that night or the next. I finally told my mother-in-law what had been happening. She didn't act surprised. In fact, she asked me if I'd ever spoken to it. I said, "No, of course not. Why would I?" She said sometimes spirits don't move on because they're waiting for someone to acknowledge them, ask what they want, give them permission. But that was the thing, Tony. I felt like it already had permission. That maybe the second I noticed it that night in the bedroom, it knew. It saw me see it, and that was enough. Weeks passed. The activity slowed a bit. I stopped seeing it. But the house still felt off. The air in certain rooms just felt heavy. Like it hadn't been aired out in years, no matter how often I opened the windows. The closet door in our bedroom wouldn't stay shut no matter what I tried. And sometimes I'd hear breathing in the room after turning off the lights. But there's one more thing, one more night that I can't stop thinking about. It happened just a few weeks ago. I was finally starting to feel like myself again. My husband had switched schedules, so we were all home at night. Things had been quiet. We went to bed like normal, but around 4 a.m. I woke up. Not from a sound, not from a dream, just wide awake. I lay there for a moment, confused. That's when I realized I couldn't move. My body was frozen, completely paralyzed. I'd read about sleep paralysis before, but this was different. I wasn't hallucinating. I could feel everything. My sheets, the cold air against my skin. I could hear my husband breathing beside me, and then I heard another breath right next to my ear. A slow inhale, not mine, not his. I wanted to scream. I tried, but my mouth wouldn't open, and then something whispered right into my ear. It didn't say words. It was more like a sound, like breath being pulled through teeth. Long, low, wrong. And then it was gone. I shot up, gasping. My husband stirred and asked if I was okay. I just said I had a nightmare, but I hadn't been asleep. I haven't told him everything. I don't want to burden him with this. He already works so hard, and what if he doesn't believe me? But I can't keep pretending it's not real. Not when I've seen it. Not when I've felt it. My mother-in-law still thinks I should speak to it. Ask what it wants. But I won't, because I already know it wants me alone. It wants me afraid, and it's waiting. So I'm writing to you, Tony, because I don't know who else to ask. What am I supposed to do? Marissa. Sometimes the things we fear the most don't scream or chase us through the dark. Sometimes they simply wait. Wait for silence. Wait for routine. Wait for us to be alone. Marissa's experience is one that resonates with many who've reported encounters of a darker nature. Not violent, but deliberate. Something imitating a loved one. Appearing in quiet places, drawing closer over time. The type of phenomenon that leaves behind no fingerprints, only doubt and dread. From a psychological lens, one could argue sleep paralysis played a role, stress, isolation, the burdens of parenting while your partner works through the night. It's no secret that exhaustion can distort perception. Our minds are capable of filling in terrifying blanks, but even in that context, what explains the furniture sounds, the lights turning off and on, or the full body figure mimicking her husband down to the way he sat on the edge of their bed? There's another theory, one that researchers in the paranormal world refer to as a mimic, an entity that doesn't manifest fully at first. It mimics human behavior to lure attention, mimics emotion to draw empathy, and mimics familiarity to gain access. Some believe these forms of entities aren't ghosts at all, but parasites. They don't feed on blood or breath, they feed on fear, and most of all, they feed on recognition. If that's true, then perhaps Marissa's greatest defense wasn't running, or praying, or turning on the lights. Maybe it was silence. Because sometimes, when you ask a question, you open a door. And sometimes the thing on the other side has been waiting for you to knock.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.